In Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, every living entity is born of the three modes of material nature, because of which everyone conducts one's activities driven by these modes. And this nature is so deep-rooted that one generally remains comfortable in one's own mode and keeps absorbing the perceptions and things of the material world according to one's mode. Just like a lamp kept in a dark room, because it consumes darkness, it also produces soot. In the same manner, when one consumes or absorbs things related to one's mode, then one also acts in the particular mode. And one goes on, sometimes even life after life, millions of lifetimes, in the same mode. Until the living entity makes a self-endeavor, a personal endeavor to elevate himself. That is why Krishna gives the instruction, Uddared. Uddared means elevate yourself. Uddared, Atman Atmanam, Atmanam Avasadiyet, Atmavahi Atmanor Bandur, Atmavaripur Atmanah. Your mind can be your friend, or mind can be your enemy. You can elevate yourself with your mind, or you can degrade yourself with your mind. But before that, Krishna also has mentioned, Nigraha Kim Karishyasi. How can one, what can repression accomplish? Which means everyone is born of a particular mode, and one just acts as if animal acts instinctively. In the same manner, in this world, everyone is driven to think in a certain way, speak in a certain way, act in a certain way, and one is very comfortably situated in one's own mode, and one doesn't like to go out of that particular mode, because that has formed a habit for the living entity, and he is quite comfortable. And one thinks it's all right, life can go on like this. But unless the living entity makes a self-endeavor that I need to get out of this vicious cycle, I have to go above, then only there is elevation. And how does this elevation take place? That's where the principle of tapasya comes in, the penance, the austerities. So the tapasya means voluntary acceptance of suffering for progress. That is the meaning of tapasya. Like making a sankalpa to climb up Tirupati Balaji mountain. That is a sankalpa. The same way, making a sankalpa to fast, making a sankalpa to chant some fixed number of rounds, making a sankalpa to fulfill certain duties, spiritual duty. All these things are elevating the individual. And tapasya also acts against the tendency for sense gratification arising from the three modes. In every mode, the living entity has a tendency to gratify his senses in all the three modes. That is why living being suffers either beaten by an iron cane or with a, brass cane or a gold cane. But in all the three modes, the living being suffers. But when one performs tapasya, tapo divyam, putrakayena sattvam, shuddhiyet, asmat, brahma saukhyam tu anantam. He says one can experience the brahma sukha, the transcendental pleasure, when one decides to perform voluntary acceptance of sacrifice or tapo divyam. It's called as transcendental tapasya. And amongst all the different forms of transcendental tapasya, the chanting of the holy name that we do every day is the most glorious and powerful form of tapasya prescribed for this age of Kali Yuga. By doing this, why is it voluntarily accepted austerity? Because the conditioned stage, the living entity in a certain mode does not want to chant the holy name. That is accepted even by Rupa Goswami, who says that it is like a jaundiced patient who does not find any taste in sugarcane juice. But the same Rupa Goswami sang the song of Krishne Tuvarnadvayi, sang the prayer, where he says, I want millions of ears and millions of tongues to chant the holy names of Krishna because it is so tasty. So we can understand how this Acharya can taste the holy name so much, at the same time understand and empathize with the conditioned soul who cannot taste the holy name. But that lack of taste can be overcome only by the performance of this tapasya of chanting the holy name regularly and respectfully, and gradually that will elevate an individual. That is why in the Vedic life, tapasya is accepted very voluntarily and very joyfully. Somebody may wonder, how can somebody perform this chanting of 16 rounds? It is like climbing a mountain. It's like climbing a very steep mountain. It may be very difficult. But because we know the consequence of this tapasya, the result of this tapasya, which is ultimately attaining Krishna prema, then one can jubilantly do it. And one knows the end result of the activity. People put the sweat and toil in the material world to have their own self-created duties for achieving the fruits of their action, which is all brought to a knot at the time of death. Whereas a devotee performs every day this tapasya of chanting the holy name, which gradually elevates him. Uddhareda atmanatmanam. It helps the mind to elevate oneself. On one hand, rising above the modes, on the other hand, and getting closer and closer to the spiritual world. Harinam Prabhu ki. Yeah.